This podcast is brought to you by the National Association of Realtors. Whether you're a budding small business owner or a large company looking for a new space, a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors, can help you find the right place to grow. So get what your business needs. Get Realtor.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Coming up, Apple says, yes, it is slowing down older iPhones. A look at how it's tackling aging battery problems. But first, these tech headlines. Spotify says no bankers needed here. The streaming music giant is set to get clearance for an underwriterless IPO. Spotify plans to list its shares on the New York Stock Exchange using an unusual method known as a direct listing. The SEC gave a preliminary nod for this new type of unusual IPO that boxes out bankers. It is expected to happen in the spring. So meet Barney Harford. The folks at Uber will get to know him well. He's the company's new operating chief. Uber says the former chief exec of travel site Orbitz is now the firm's second highest ranking executive as the company tries to rebound from a year plagued with scandals and legal issues. He will oversee the core ride-hailing business worldwide. And get ready for Magic Leap 1. No longer rumored, the AR set is coming in 2018. Google's augmented reality startup has finally revealed new details about its hardware platform, promising that the first units will ship next year in the form of goggles that incorporate virtual objects into the real world. Coming up, why Apple had to slow down older iPhones. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
You've heard it a million times. Location, location, location. Well, that's because location's important, and it's the reason this ad, targeted at you, isn't located before a podcast about the history of ice dancing. If you own a business, you know the importance of location, which is why you need a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors, a real estate expert who can help you find the perfect location to grow. So get what your business needs. Get Realtor.
So Apple acknowledged this week that, yes, its latest software curtails the computing power of some models. Apple said to prevent iPhone 6, iPhone 6S, and SE devices from unexpectedly shutting off, it tweaked its operating system to slow certain tasks that required more computing power than the device could provide. Let's get the latest from The Wall Street Journal's Trip Mickle, patching in via Skype right now. Hey, Trip.
Thanks so much for having me, Tony.
So let's just break down the official word from Apple as to why this specific method of action had to take place. What was their explanation for taking this route?
We have to go back about a year and reflect on the fact that Apple ran into some consumer complaints, particularly out of China, that iPhone 6 and 6S devices were spontaneously shutting down with roughly 35% of their battery power remaining. This was confusing consumers. It led Chinese consumer groups to complain. And Apple didn't tell us at the time, but one of the ways it responded to that, it told us this week, was it introduced a new feature in iOS 10.2.1 in January, roughly, that allowed it to moderate the way the computing system worked so that there wasn't a sudden pull on the processor and then a sudden pull on the battery, which was causing the device to shut down to protect the device, to protect the components inside the device. So what consumers ultimately experienced as a consequence of this was slower performance on their iPhones.
And this is the result of some of the more power-hungry tasks. What are some of those tasks that have been shaking up the operating field?
Right. You wouldn't see this if you were doing email, if you were doing texting. If you're doing a lot of the basic functions that you do on your iPhone, you wouldn't really run into this issue. However, if that battery life is low, if the device is older and you all of a sudden decide to load a Snapchat filter onto a photograph before posting it in Snapchat, it could put a sudden pull on the battery, put a sudden pull on the processor unit and trigger a shutdown.
And, you know, it's very common that a new iOS impacts the battery. It seems like the problem is getting worse and not better with time, though. Is this proving to be a bigger problem than Apple anticipated?
I think the issue here for Apple was not whether or not the browning out problem was an issue. Certainly that was an issue. The issue was addressing that issue and then maybe not telling consumers about how it addressed that issue. So ultimately what happened was a gentleman who runs an iPhone and smartphone performance app called Geekbench did a study, did some research, And he identified the issue. And once he posted about it in a blog post, Apple responded by being a little more transparent about what it had done a little over a year ago. And that's what led to this kind of epiphany this week that, oh, okay, my device is performing slower because Apple actually introduced a feature that deliberately makes it slower.
Right. And after that, you know, aha moment, I think, like you said, the bigger story here might be how rare it is for Apple, of all companies, to shed light on its inner workings, specifically user complaints.
Well, historically, Apple talks about iOS features that it wants to play up, that it wants to emphasize, that are going to enable new activities on the phone. For example, ARKit and the ability to use more augmented reality apps on the iPhone was a big thing that they talked about this year. They don't often talk about some of the smaller things that affect the functionality of the device, and this would be an example of that. In the interim, the challenge for customers in not knowing about that was they may have decided to upgrade to a new device because they felt their existing device was sluggish, when in fact what the gentleman at Geekbench, John Poole, discovered is all you really need to do is sub out your iPhone battery and your operating power will return to its typical level.
Trip Mickle, thanks as always.
Thanks, Tanya.
Wall Street Journal reporter Trip Mickle covers all things Apple for the Journal. You can head to WSJ.com for more. This has been the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
Make Tech News Briefing part of your flash briefing on the Amazon Echo. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.